Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Horror Dimension. This is Phyllis Pricer, and tonight I have a guest, a friend of mine. She's been on before, Miss Jeannie Page. Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm doing good, Phyllis. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing okay, all things being equal. Anyway, I wanted to refresh people's memory of who and you are and what you do, and that is that you are the president of a Wise Woman Consultants. You're an iridologist. You're a counselor and a consultant. You helped find or cured yourself through the assistance of research and spirit of MS.
Correct.
And a number of years ago, and you've never had a relapse,
mm-hmm.
and that you are still going strong today. In fact, you're better than ever.
Thank you, yes.
So far, so good.
Well, how about if I kind of sum it up, and I
okay.
do all various natural health therapies, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Herbs, diet, vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I do some things called body communication and visual telepathy, and
mm-hmm.
that's kind of getting in touch with the person's body.
And mm-hmm.
and relaying to them what
mm-hmm.
is going on and what they can do about it
mm-hmm.
from an intuitive standpoint.
Yep. So you're an intuitive as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clairaudient, voyant, and sentient.
Okay. That's pretty good. The resume page goes on.
Do some things like aromatherapy and flower
yeah.
essences and crystals. And
a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah.
The Renaissance Lady, is that what it's called?
Something like that. All these fun things.
Oh, yeah, and working into holistic health is what it amounts
mm-hmm.
to.
Yeah.
And creating and weaving in that. And that's what I guess many of us are doing today. Anyway, we did not have a set plan, and I have a tendency not to do set plans because it's so much more fun to let spirit guide us.
Well, I have a thought on that.
Okay.
As I was driving home from work today,
okay.
Past life therapy just kept on coming up. I had several people that we,
wonderful.
We needed to do that with. And since
yes.
we both kind of do that, you doing?
Yes.
You
yes.
working with it with hypnotherapy.
Yes.
I do a past life release therapy.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Yes.
For some odd reason, I think that that's a subject maybe we need to talk about.
Well, that's great because that's what I've been doing lately myself. I've had a few clients come to me that have had issues within their family or issues, as I'm sure you must know, issues with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's health issues, fear,
correct.
And phobia. All of these can well relate to past life issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to say karma because people have a tendency to freeze karma into a certain punishment, reward type of thing. And it's really not exactly punishment, reward. It's more like lessons learned.
Or
and
for every action, there is a reaction.
Opposite and equal reaction. Yeah, I think
mm-hmm.
that's physics.
Exactly. Seventh grade science class.
And the other thing I remember from my college course was two bodies cannot occupy the same space at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember using that when the two trash cans that my parents had got stuck one inside the other. and I quoted this, when she couldn't get them apart, my mom tried, my dad tried, they couldn't get them pried apart. And I said, well, basic fit. And I told her that, and she looked at me, she said, you mean I'm spending, what was it, several thousand dollars a year for you to learn how to pry two damn trash cans apart?
And she was probably ready to smack you upside
yeah.
the head. Smart mouth.
You said, because I wanted the damn trash cans were.
Oh.
Anyway, I wanted to remind people that they are certainly welcome to call in and ask questions. We can do this on the phone. If you call, we can help deal with past lives. I see them as well as does Jeannie. And we each of us come, probably worked really well in tandem in providing answers. We'd be more than delighted to work with anyone who wants to call in. Meanwhile, other than that, I believe that things are doing really well lately. I'm hoping that we do get some calls so we can have a lot of fun at this time with people on the. But other than that, let's talk about some of the things we've been able to work with to help assist people in helping themselves heal themselves. And I want to make it very clear that that's what we do. We help people heal themselves. It's a self-education, self-awareness process.
Correct.
So you take the floor from here.
I agree with you there. But the thought that just kept on coming to mind is maybe if we generically kind of told some of the experiences that we've had with people.
Sure.
So maybe, you know, to get the thoughts rolling on how it might be appropriate to their lives and get them thinking.
Exactly.
Like, maybe that's going on in my life. And maybe, you know, a lot of times a person can go to regular therapy sessions with an issue or a health problem or an emotional problem. And though they may see the pattern going on through their present life,
right,
they're not aware that the pattern started in a previous life or, you know,
absolutely,
long, long, long ago, several previous lives.
Yeah.
And one case came up.
Oh.
Okay, do we have
one moment? Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. Where are you from?
Chicago.
Well, welcome to the higher dimension. How are you?
Fine.
I have relatives in Chicago. All right.
Yes, she has relatives. They're right.
We are having the most beautiful, beautiful weather.
So are we, I have to admit.
So are we.
Mm-hmm. For once.
Okay, so how can we help you?
Well, is there any recovery of information from some of my past lives that I need to be working on?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that
question? Is there any recovery of information or abilities from a past life that I need to be working on at this time?
In other words, you want to know if there is something specifically from a prior lifetime that would be helpful to you to move forward in this lifetime.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is of a karmic nature.
Don't even care if it's karmic. I just wanted to be the highest and best I can be.
Okay. That's good enough.
And I don't really want to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
No, I don't think anybody does, but I applaud that. Go ahead, Jeannie. You start.
Well, the first thought that comes to mind, the first vision that I see is that you being a young man in the Confederate Civil War, you were a Confederate soldier.
Mm-hmm.
You had a brother that unfortunately joined the Union forces. You were on the one side, he was on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict of ideas. Fortunately, you never met up with him on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. He eventually was killed. You survived.
Mm.
Okay, so Lord, where are we going with this? Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay, is there like either sibling rivalry, sibling conflict, conflict in ideas, something along those lines?
Wasn't any meeting of the minds.
Pardon?
There just wasn't any meeting of the minds at all.
Okay. With your siblings? Okay.
Okay.
Did you catch that, Jeannie?
Yeah, all right. Interestingly enough, there's a lot of times when we pick our family members in order to work out the differences that we weren't able to work out in previous time,
mm-hmm.
or that we have them in our lives to bring to light for us various aspects of ourselves that we either admire or we don't admire. So, mm-hmm. Okay. The first thought, main thought that comes is when we look at other people, the people in your lives, it's really, really important to remember that each and every one of us is part of the God energy.
Absolutely.
so the truth of who we all are all perfectly, unconditionally loving beings of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the roles that we take on planet Earth is, you know, we're here to play and have fun and have a life experience.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever way we choose. Now, we create with our minds, with our thoughts, and what we, or who we feel we are, or who we believe we are, generally is impressions that we've gotten from outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that who we are, that we're this perfect being, that we're just here playing and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So the people around us are in our lives to bring to light for us those aspects of ourselves that are really not true. Just for instance, say if somebody is in your life who's just really annoying, and, you know, no matter what it is they do, you just want to smack them one because they're just so annoying, you just go away, leave me alone.
Doesn't happen in my world.
Pardon?
Does not happen in my world.
Well, I mean, this is just a for instance, okay? Okay. Every single time that we do anything, we take an action, a thought, whatever, have a relationship, whenever we're acting in what we judge, pardon it, but we judge ourselves as well as we're judging others, and we judge it as a behavior that is less than godlike.
Mm-hmm.
We judge ourselves less than worthy or less than wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, we all have been annoying at some point in our life. You know, if not once, maybe a gazillion times.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean you're an annoying person.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time that you have behaved in that fashion, you judge yourself as, I'm an annoying person. Okay, so there's going to be somebody or somebodies in your life who are going to be annoying until you let go of that feeling that you're an annoying person.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, these people are nothing more than mirrors for what I see.
Yes, exactly.
Within self. I mean, you know, and just doesn't bother me a bit. You know, sometimes I've even looked at things and said, you know, some people would call that an egregious fault, but I rather like it.
But okay. You know, the point being is if you look at the people in your life, siblings, your family members are generally the ones that are going to be your worst mirrors or your best mirrors, whichever way you want to look at it. And if you go through the exercise, if you step back and remember that you're perfect, but on the other hand, so are they, but if you look at them and do an analyzation of what is it that I like about this person and what is it that I don't like about this person,
mm-hmm.
the things that you like about them are the things that you admire in yourself, and the things that you don't like about them are the things that you've judged yourself as less than, if that makes sense.
Well, it always does.
Pardon?
It always does.
Yeah. Anyway, what I've done myself and what I was taught to do is just, okay, so I step back and say, okay, I asked my body to let go of that feeling of, and you fill in the blank, of whatever it is that you've seen was not a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if it's something that if you really would like to improve your life, and, you know, on all levels, physical, emotional, spiritual, energetic, whatnot, is the more that you can feel wonderful about yourself, knowing that in truth you really are that perfectly loving God being, and all the behaviors that you've ever, every action you've ever had, whether it was wonderful or not, was just a life experience rather than who you really are. The negatives slow our vibrational rate down. The positives rev us up. So if we ask our body to let go of that feeling of being annoying, for instance, and fill that space back up with something more wonderful,
mm-hmm.
you know, the actually feeling and knowing that you're an unconditionally loving being, forgiving ourselves for feeling those feelings. And, you know, all our feelings are always valid, whether it's a positive or a negative. So it's not like you want to bash yourself or overly criticize yourself or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that you have felt that was okay at the time, but it's stuck and it's slowing you down. It's kind of like doing fall house cleaning when you get into all the nooks and crannies and get all the crap out. And this is kind of one way to do it. And the more that you can let go of all the negative and fill those spaces back up with all the positive things, and you can make that list as long as you like. When I first started, I had about a page and a half steno page. You know what a steno page or a steno book is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I had about a page and a half of things that I would rather feel or believe about myself. And the more that you let all that junk go and fill that space back up with more positive things,
mm-hmm.
it's very interesting because you feel lighter, your shoulders are less stressed, your forehead's less stressed, your stomach is less stressed, and the people around you change.
They did.
Yes, and I think that was the thing that was so entertaining to me the first time, or when I first started doing that,
mm-hmm.
is that the only person who really changed was me. Because I was looking at the issues and looking at what I didn't like, what I liked, and whatnot, and changing me, but in you know, on the side effect was, since I changed me, all the other people around me did not have to reflect those things back at me anymore, so they all changed.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, hello, God. Why in the world didn't I learn this 30 years ago? Life would have been a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're here for a life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we're having fun, grand. If we're not having fun and we want to be, then we need to do some rethinking. And
mm-hmm.
letting go of all the old junk is a great way of just, you know, revving up our energy and getting kind of like a new lease on life.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, either the people will change, they'll drop out of your life, or you will come to the feeling very neutral about the situation or the person or what have you. It'll like, it won't bother you anymore.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
So, I mean, it was just the coolest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was tickled pink with it, and, you know, at first it's really kind of hard to say, oh, I'm this or I'm that, and I'm, you know, whatnot, and when you're not really thinking that that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got all these little birds under the saddle trying to get your attention, the more
mm-hmm.
you say, okay, no, I don't need that feeling or that thought or that belief or what have you,
yes.
let's get rid of that. That does not serve my purpose anymore. It became a game with me. It's like, okay, what more can I clean out? I'm really in the groove here now. You know, let's make this fun, you know.
Does this answer your question, or would you like something more definitive?
Well, I've been doing that house cleaning for about a good 40 years, so I think I got something done.
Yeah, and it's like, I guess, an onion peel. Every time you peel away a layer, by golly, there's another one under there. I've been doing that, too, and I'm beginning... There has got to be a bottom here somewhere, folks. There's a floor here somewhere.
Yeah.
I know there is. There has got to be.
The law of new being states that you describe yourself into a different condition.
Pardon?
My question is, like, I know that I have abilities from other places and other times.
Right. And you want to know whether or not you're going to be able to use them now?
Yes.
Okay.
The first
yes.
thought that comes to mind is discernment.
The quality of discernment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like with the past life, with the brother having one thought and idea and you having a different thought and idea.
That was very hard on the family, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for you and your brother, but there are other family members involved. My feeling is, going back into even farther back into your life history.
Well, can you hold on a minute?
Go ahead.
Again,
go ahead,
Phyllis? Why don't we let go of this lifetime with Rosemary and
mm-hmm.
and let go of the residual effects of it first? So if we can kind of if you're open to this, Rosemary, are you?
Absolutely. I forgive everybody. I just want to move on.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay, this is your attention about this particular lifetime. Now, if you are willing and open, we're going to ask your body to let go of that particular lifetime,
mm-hmm.
Releasing any feelings of ill will towards your brother,
mm-hmm.
of feeling that his ideas were really stupid, of feeling, well, the words that are coming to mind are righteous indignation on your part. And take that as it as for whatever it's worth. I'm just coming up with the feelings that are that I'm picking up from your body on how you felt. There's nothing right or wrong in how you felt. It's just how you were at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was feelings of if the South at that time, their economy really hinged on having labor that was not expensive, hence the slave labor. Now, that wasn't the only thing that the war was about, but that was a big thing. And not saying that slavery was right or, you know, not getting into any of the ethical beliefs about any of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the way the economy was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty much a matter of your whole lifestyle would have been drastically changed if the South did not win. And it, when a person's, you know, gone for, I think you were like in your early 20s or something, and you're living your life in a particular fashion, and that's pretty much all you know, and if all of a sudden that life just ups and disappears, it's kind of like, okay, now what do I do now? So there's great fear about the change that can be coming. So letting go of the fear of change, letting go of the resistance and the fear of doing things differently, letting go of feelings of betrayal. You felt that your brother betrayed you at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He was on just a different path. Take it for whatever it was. Feelings of ill will, just toward the whole situation that had to occur in order for political, economical, and just the ethical, moral changes that needed to come about. Forgive yourself for being in that situation.
Absolutely.
Forgiving yourself for having to go to war and kill people. But you were fighting for your life. And we're going to ask the body to let go of all of those thoughts and beliefs and ideas and feelings.
Cool.
And fill that space back up with, again, being an unconditionally loving God being, knowing it, feeling it, and really being aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Fill that space back up with forgiveness of self. And allowing yourself to forgive others for whatever,
mm-hmm.
of loving, honoring, and respecting yourself on all levels for everything, with wisdom and knowledge, guidance and enlightenment, truth and light, with great awareness, with compassion, with really tuning into the next step in your spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
Being more conscious,
mm-hmm.
On a spiritual level or on all levels. There's some heart energy that's going on with you now. That's the energy in the heart area is a little bit on the stuck side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're experiencing any kind of high blood pressure or any circulatory system problems.
No.
But anyway, I'm picking up a little bit of something there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put a little bit of allowing yourself to roll with the flow and not having to be challenged as much as you were before. You know, challenges are kind of neat, but after a while they get really old and you get tired of it.
Yeah.
So allowing life to flow a lot more smoothly and easily, allowing yourself to have more play and fun, more prosperity if you need, just allowing things to be easier for you. Because sometimes we struggle too much and we're not really supposed to have to do that.
I'd like to just...
And if there's anything else that you would like to fill in that space with, have at it.
No, that's quite good. And in perfect health.
Okay. Okay. Excellent health, then.
Excellent health and complete and total regeneration. Not a problem. Might as well.
I'm sorry, Phyllis. Some of what she's saying is coming through on my phone garbled.
Yes.
Okay.
So I hear that.
Yeah, just the ability to regenerate my body and hold it in a state of excellent health.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so we're going to thank your body for having that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And just allow it to let it go.
Thank you.
Okay. Now on. Okay, Phyllis, now it's your turn.
Gee, thanks, Ma.
Sorry about that. I couldn't leave her half done, you know.
Okay.
You have to bake them whole.
I understand. That's okay. I don't have a problem. What I'm picking up are some qualities that you developed. You've had lifetime. You've explored your past lifetimes, have you not, to a certain extent? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're aware of those you've had as a religious person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of what you're holding in now, you had, moving ahead, you made certain, there were teachings that were propounded by the church and a couple of sects, S-E-C-T-S, okay, that you bought into and held. And some of these old, outworn beliefs are what are part of what is impacting you now.
Oh.
Okay. It's just for an instance, like a vow of poverty taken over a minimum of one or two lifetimes would impact you in another lifetime where you were not a religious person, and it's a good thing to make money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is subconsciously your soul memory, which comes into the body, remembers that vow of poverty and makes it very difficult to override that or set it aside and say, well, it's a new life, it's a new world. Because when one makes these vows in centuries past, so to speak, they were made forever, quote unquote.
Mm.
And so what happens then is that when you go in to change it in a lifetime where it's perfectly healthy and okay to do so, the issue becomes, how can you possibly reconcile what you promised to do once with something that's completely different this time around? And so it causes a glitch in the works, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's possibly, and I'm thinking very strongly that that's one of the issues that you have, is to release yourself from old memories, from old vows of poverty.
I'd like to do that right now, please.
Pardon?
I'd like to do that right now.
Well, yeah, that sounds good to me. I've been there, done that, and bought the T-shirt.
I just add a little bit of the poverty, chastity, and obedience.
Yes.
When you were talking, Phyllis, I was up on a medieval lifetime.
Exactly.
Where when the warriors, they vowed allegiance to a master of, you know, whether it was a king or just
overlord, yes.
You know, overlord, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And that vow of obedience and allegiance is kind of stuck with you right now also.
Exactly.
A couple of people in your life, it's like you're going to stick by them no matter what, no matter how much they smack you upside the head, you're going to be supportive of them.
Because you believe because you have a very strong, I have a feeling you're very strong in loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but if it's to your detriment to be supportive of these people, then it's really kind of time to let them go. And it's not that you don't have to love them or be compassionate. A lot of times we take on other people's burdens, and they're not really our burdens.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do that, what we're doing is we're taking their responsibilities away from them. We're shouldering their responsibilities and allowing them to go scot-free. Then now, that's not really fair for either you or them, because they came here for a life experience, mm-hmm. and if you take on all their crap, then, you know,
they're not going to be able to.
There's a lot of imbalance there.
And not only that, they're going to annoy the hell out of you.
That too.
Because subconsciously, they're going to feel something is stilting them, and they're not free to move forward. So,
mm-hmm.
assuming
and
this is the case,
if you allow them to be responsible, it's interesting how, again, you're going to feel lighter, and they're going to be more mature and responsible for their own situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still be supportive, but you don't actually have to be that crutch for them.
That particular item hit the oscillating fan a while ago. And simply said, God, they're your children.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to walk a path of joy. And walked away.
Uh-huh.
Just done.
Okay, then let go of the guilt.
Yes.
Okay.
Just let go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's okay.
Yeah, it is.
And you're free as a bird, as the saying goes right now. So it's a wonderful thing to now acknowledge for yourself that you have a freedom that you haven't been able to enjoy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the qualities that you had also, and I was going more into this, some of the spiritual qualities, and I believe that you've done a lifelong research in moving forward to spiritual aspects, have been stymied, that you feel that you have capabilities, spiritual abilities, perhaps in healing,
mm-hmm.
Seeing into the future, being able to communicate,
mm-hmm.
this type of thing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it's not coming through the way you would like. Am I right? Sometimes it does, but a lot of times it doesn't.
I'd like more consistency, please.
Yeah. I will tell you, again, it's what you were taught, that doing that is somehow evil.
My thought was to let go of all the times that you were either Jewish or Catholic.
Uh-huh, or any other Christian sect. Hello.
Well, those are the two main ones that you've been through lifetimes. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, both religions are wonderful. I was born and raised Catholic personally.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of things about Catholicism I kind of had to let go of, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, each religious belief has a lot of good aspects to it. It's when we get the fear and the guilt thrown at us that you have to do this or else. You know, if you kill your brother, then you're going to go to hell. You know, that type of a situation.
There's a part of me that's already gone beyond that, and if there's any residual, I would like it cleared, gone, goodbye.
Okay, then you can ask your body to let go of all the religious beliefs that you've
mm-hmm.
ever had in the past. From the moment in time you began up to this point in time,
mm-hmm.
and just keeping the beliefs that will help you advance spiritually, ascend on your spiritual path, that are going to be uplifting for you,
mm-hmm.
rather than the things that are still clawing at you and holding you back.
Cool.
Since we're all part of the God energy, we really all know everything there is to know. We've just chosen to forget when we came here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of remembering and allowing yourself to remember, to allow yourself to be a little bit more conscious and aware,
mm-hmm.
and letting go of either the resistance or the fear
mm-hmm.
of knowing. And sometimes, you know, like some psychics see the future and they can see disasters coming, and that can be scary.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, if people are seeing these types of things, then there's usually a reason. And maybe we may not be able to stop the situation, but we can lend it positive energy. And
mm-hmm.
even if a situation, say like 9/11, happens, there's both pros and cons to situations, catastrophes like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're directly involved in situations like that, you can't ever see the positives to it. But, you know, all things happen for a reason. We don't necessarily have to like them, But there are reasons that we may never know of why these disasters take place. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's karmic, sometimes it's letting go of energy or creating new energy, letting bodies leave, having new bodies come in, you know, whatever the situation is. But it's allowing yourself to see, and that's quote-unquote, the things that you're... there's like your sacred heart is wanting to see, but we kind of put the blinders on because there's some fear, like fear of the unknown.
Okay.
Does that make sense? We're comfortable in the niche that the things that we know we're comfortable with, but once we stretch beyond that comfort level, then it's kind of, it gets scary.
Mm-hmm.
So, knowing that you'll never be given anything that you can't handle, you'll never be given anything that you can't handle. Now, sometimes we get so stressed and thinking, what is this all about? But generally, we're never given anything that we can't handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go in with the thought and the belief that... just Lord, take me where I need to go, smoothly and easily, hopefully. just with great protection. Don't give me any kind of crap that's not truth and light. I just always ask God to guide my thoughts, words, and actions every day.
Mm-hmm.
And don't give me bullshit. Pardon my language. You know, I just want truth. I don't want any of the crap. I don't want any, you know, lower entities kind of sticking their two cents in and you know, balling up the works. I just want truth with a capital T.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, you set the parameters of where you want to go and then allow yourself to go there.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
You got it.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing some writing on the computer tonight. I'm going to be letting some stuff go.
Yes, and as I said, it's sort of like an onion. You no sooner think you've gotten some go than you find another depth to it. And we keep forgetting that we have taken centuries, millennia even, in building up our ideas and thoughts and so forth that we hang on to with such fervor. And it can be gone overnight, but that's a real rough road to hoe, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's a lot easier if it goes piece by piece. It's a lot easier on the psyche. It's a lot easier on the body.
Everything, physical,
everything,
mental,
really,
emotional,
because,
spiritual.
Yeah, because if you let everything go at one time, it's like one hell of a purge, and you really, really, really don't want to go there.
No,
you
probably
can avoid it.
So, okay. Gently and easily is always the safest and the best course to take.
What I was also picking up was, and I'm picking up strongly, Eastern influence. Have you ever been aware that you were a monk at one time, a Tibetan monk?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. From what your frustration is, during that lifetime, you did indeed build up a very, very strong spiritual capability.
Mm-hmm.
But it took you a lifetime of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing you were in that lifetime more than once, not necessarily as a monk, though your most prodigious growth was in that, but you lived in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of absorbed it by osmosis, as it were, through the very air that you breathed. And so a lot of that still sticks with you. And so you're having unconscious memories of the tremendous abilities that you did develop that came naturally. Understand, as soon as you release and say, tell yourself, understand really, they are there. That's why you think you should be able to do them, because that is your cell memory.
Okay.
And as soon as you realize that it's there for you, you should be able to suddenly move forward.
You can ask your body to bring to your conscious mind
mm-hmm.
those abilities that you had before. you don't ever lose them.
Exactly.
They just kind of go in recession, so to speak, or we kind of hide them in different cells in our body, but we just kind of have to bring those memories back up to the forefront of our minds.
And the other thing that comes to mind is that in one of your lifetimes, subsequent to that, you had these abilities, and you were that made it a very rough lifetime for you, shall we say. People were afraid of you. You were mocked. You were made fun of. You were ridiculed, and people were afraid of you. And so in wanting to fit in, you kind of pushed it underground. You consciously said, I don't want to deal with it.
Okay.
And so those abilities then receded because of that desire in that lifetime, you see. It's not only religious, but it's a conscious choice that one makes from time to time. Is that? And my feeling is you have this conflicting not only beliefs, but also a conscious desire not to have to deal with it in that particular lifetime. It would have been an inconvenience for you. And being a woman in that lifetime, and when these abilities came strongly to the fore, your spouse at that time was extremely controlling and very not at all simpatico, shall we say. And it
not supportive whatsoever.
Yeah. And so you suffered. So you have both, been applauded for your qualities as well as punished for them, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And for this reason, also releasing the anything to do with the punishment as well as ridicule, or it makes you different or set aside. You're really your Tibetan life, and life as a mystic, that's my feeling also, you were a mystic at one point,
mm-hmm.
Has also played into this,
okay.
You see. So understand that you are indeed mystic.
You see him.
And that
another
all you have
thought
to do
that comes
is take
to mind,
it.
And this doesn't really have anything to do with past lives whatsoever.
Go ahead.
But Phyllis and I are both aware of a book called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die.
Yeah, I'm
it talks about
she knows
feelings.
That book, don't you?
I'm familiar with it, yes.
Okay, do you have it?
Not now. I think I loaned it to somebody.
Get it back.
Yeah, borrow it back.
Yeah, get it back.
Good.
Because either you need to reread it, or there's certain pages in there that might be very appropriate
okay.
for you at the moment. Or even if it's just working with the script.
Okay. It'll help you.
Cool. Yeah. Or, you know, when you get it back into your possession, ask God to show you what pages you need to read.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions we can help you with at this time?
No, I've got my homework, and I'm going to be very busy.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so
back
much for listening.
Session.
And
thank
I
you.
Look forward
well,
to
Rosemary, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that was a good example. Go ahead, Jeannie. We're going to talk about another example.
Okay. Was that another call coming in, or was that just her hanging up?
I think I don't think there's anything else on the line at the moment, though.
All right. One of the first experiences I had with past life and letting go with a lady was I do hands-on healing, and I
right.
thought that that's why she came to me. Anyway,
right.
in the process of doing the hands-on healing on her,
mm-hmm.
I had a vision of her laying down in this big bed of black furry spiders.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, ew.
Yeah, right.
This doesn't look like fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I said, okay, God, so do I tell her about this, or what is this all about? And he says, well, yeah, tell her. So I did. And she kind of looked at me. She says, Jean, I am extremely, extremely deathly afraid of spiders. And I have had that fear from the moment I can even remember.
Mm-hmm.
There was absolutely no reason. She says, I've never gotten bit by one. Nobody's ever tried to scare me with one
uh-huh.
or anything. She says, there was absolutely no reason
sure.
why I had this extreme, extreme fear of spiders. And I said, well, it looks to me like, you know, in a past life, you had a run-in with some spiders that was less than a wonderful situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, why don't we see about letting that go and see what happens? I said, you know, it's not illegal, immoral, or fattening.
Right.
So we did a little session, kind of like we did similar with Rosemary earlier.
Right.
It was letting the body let go of that and all the negative things that she was feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And fill the space back up with something more wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she called me a few days later, and she says, "Hey, Jean, you're never going to believe what happened." And I said, "Oh, okay, try me. I'm open." She said, "I was just at the dentist's office today, and while I was waiting my turn in the waiting room, there I was sitting, and there was a National Geographic on the table next to me. And I picked it up, and I was just flipping through, and I opened the book to a two-page spread of a big black furry spider."
Mm.
And she said, "I have to admit that my heart was in my mouth and hammering a mile a minute."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she says, "I was just, I couldn't move."
Mm-hmm.
Said, "But I sat there." And she says, "And I slowly turned the page, and it was only a one-page picture of a spider."
Mm-hmm.
She says, "By that time, my heart was slowing down."
Mm-hmm.
"And I turned the page again. It was only a half-page picture of a spider."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Okay, by that time, my heart was beating normally, and I just kind of, you know, took a deep breath and closed the book. And on that same table was a vase with a fresh flower in it. So she said, I put the book down, and mm-hmm. I bent over to smell the flower. And out of that flower came this itty-bitty little baby spider."
Mm-hmm.
She says, "It looked at me, and I looked at it." And she says, "And I was fine." And she says, "But I want to let you know that before our session, I know that I would have screamed at the top of my lungs at that picture." It was, she says, "It didn't matter. It was just a picture. I would have still screamed at the top of my lungs, thrown the magazine down, run out of the office, humiliated the heck out of myself, never to be seen again."
Right.
So, you know, with phobias, with any kinds of fears,
right?
You know, there are so many things that are rooted in the mind from wherever they came from.
Well, most fears are, many of them actually are from past lives.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some of them have come across in this lifetime.
Yes.
My mother was afraid of rats, but some kid, when she was a little kid, ran after her with a dead one.
And yeah,
she was
and
in
that
Chicago
would do it.
At the time.
That would do it for me. I know that.
Her city, you know, in the rat.
And,
so, you know, she had really a reason
to it.
Not
right.
Like,
I agree.
But a lot of
fears and phobias come back from another lifetime where someone has been traumatized in some way, like fear of drowning or fear of heights. It could be that someone was thrown off an abutment.
Right.
Or they fell out of a tree or off a scaffold or something of that nature.
Or even people who cannot wear necklaces or turtleneck sweaters because
they've
been choked
or hung or strangled
or something.
Or hung, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's not unusual. So, again, it's a matter of talking with people and helping them to find their own fear and their own release from that fear. And I use hypnotherapy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very a wonderful, wonderful form. As you know, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Jin Shin Jitsu, which also helps to release that. There's also there's Rolfing, which I certainly wouldn't subscribe to because I don't like pain in my body.
But a lot of people have been helped by it.
Yes, they have indeed, and they swear by it, and I'm not one of them.
I do Reiki, which is...
Yeah, I like the gentle touch.
Me too. You know, the no-brainer type stuff.
Yeah, the gentle touch. Jeannie, before we go any further, I want you to give your contact information, because oddly enough, we're coming up to an hour, and it's so much fun when we get to talk with people and share and work with a healing this way. Go ahead.
Okay. I have an office in Alexandria, Virginia, and my telephone number is 703-370-3860.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's 703-370-3860.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to take telephone consultations from people.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad you've done this. But, you know, again, we've heard a lot of situations where,
fears can be released. You can
and
also...
too, as a matter of fact. Excuse me, to butt my nose in there again.
Go ahead.
But a thought came to me. There was another lady who actually, she had come in, I think her original problem was that she had a problem with her eye or ear or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so reading her eyes and trying to do an analysis on her, and
mm-hmm.
and I kept on getting here again, you know, good old past life vision. And I said, okay, you know, I'm not getting anywhere with the eyes because
mm-hmm.
it's not happening. I said, this is what I see in this vision.
Mm-hmm.
And the vision that I saw was it would appear to be down in Jamaica in the slave days. And there was a man kind of balding and paunchy, kind of fat and paunchy, and
mm-hmm.
He was dressed all in brown.
A real winner.
Looked like either the owner or an overseer or something.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the ground, and there was a man on a horse that was behind him, but he was facing off on this band of angry black men,
mm-hmm.
and you could tell that they were slaves by the way they were dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they were angry, and they were, it was kind of like a face-off between these two men and that
mm-hmm.
band of men. And all of a sudden, out of the slave group, somebody came at this man's chest with like a homemade knife of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sharp instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And he just lunged at the man and got him right in the chest. Now, it missed the heart, fortunately, but it did put a hurting on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the vision I saw. And she just kind of looked at me. She says, well, interesting that you should say so. She says, because I've had this pain in my chest for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had every single test known to man. You know, I've gone mm-hmm. from doctor to doctor, MRIs and x-rays
mm-hmm.
and you name it. I've had the test.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can figure out why in the world I've got this pain.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, it's not horrible, but it's there, and it's there all the time. And nothing seems to make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
Aspirin, whatever, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, so how about if we let go of that lifetime? And so we did. And as soon as we did, the pain in her chest went away.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her about 6 months again after that, and I asked her about it, and she said, oh, no, it never came back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, it's the releasing of the pain. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's one of the gifts of that. I use that hypnotherapy for that as well, just sort of like you do. And
mm-hmm.
whether you realize it or not, you do use hypnosis. You just don't call it that.
Well, it's a little bit different.
It's
from
a little bit different,
it's somewhere yet different.
It's a little different, but it's the same theory.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, also Jin Shin Jitsu does that in releasing pain, or phantom pain, as it can be called.
Mm-hmm.
And because the body carries the memory of an emotional impact, and
right,
we all think we carry a memory in our soul and for our conscious mind, but many people don't realize that part of that is pain memory, which is physical, and it does get brought forward to another lifetime, as a matter of fact.
It can.
Yes.
The tendency.
Yes, as well as birthmarks. Now, Edgar Cayce said about certain birthmarks, like raspberries or, you know, certain shaped birthmarks on the body,
mm-hmm.
were indicative of physical injuries in a prior lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Like a raspberry mark, the red mark, is very often indicated of a burn.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes, yes. So, you know, it's absolutely fascinating what our bodies do carry with us. But while we're talking about negative things, we also should emphasize here the positive aspects of memory, because we also bring with us the quality of skills and talents that we have worked so hard to develop over the many years. The gifted psychic this time around may have spent several years in developing and honing those skills, several lifetimes, I should say,
yeah.
in developing and honing those particular lifetimes, skills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like great artists and composers and so forth. They, too, have, I believe, many lifetimes in which they hone the skills of being a beautiful concert pianist or a voice or a ballet dancer or whatever. And scientists.
You can bring that over into almost any field, even in the medical field. You know, we kind of on the outskirts of, you know, we're alternative, complementary in the healing.
Yes.
But even with, you know, regular traditional medicine, a lot of those people were healers in various lifetimes too, or been on the other end where they had some kind of dread disease and there wasn't anybody at that time to help them overcome it. This lifetime they want to learn everything there is to know about trying to take, you know, heal
somebody. That's true about any genius, about any genius. And I would say the rocket science today and those who are building spaceships come from the Atlantean period. Or of that, or something of that nature.
Possibly.
Yes. So they are simply.
We can get on another tangent about aliens.
Oh, I don't want to go over aliens today.
Legal ones, whatever. But you know, that's probably a topic for another day.
Oh yes. Yes. We had that last week, UFO. So I thought we'd do something a little different this week. I thought we'd do healing. And working with us. If anybody else has something that they want to call about, a question or a desire that they wish to go through and talk about, or a past life they want to know something about, please give us a call. We only have a few minutes left, and we'd like to take as many calls as possible while we can at this time.
I would like to add, though, that anybody who is doing any kind of a healing or releasing techniques, a lot of times it's very helpful if they will also supplement their immune system at that time. When we do any kind of changing, the immune system is your the system of the body that fights disease, that gets up in arms. It's kind of like your shield and sword. Where it tries to fight off any marauders and bacteria and whatnot. And when we make changes in the body, when we let go of things and we replace them, the immune system has to go through a process of letting go and allowing new things to come in so that those changes can affect the immune system.
Right.
Plus the fact that on the emotional immune system, that's where we're feeling strong, courageous, brave, super self-confident, have great self-esteem, or feelings of being worthy and deserving. And if we're doing anything in changing that emotional state, then we really do need to physically support that immune system. So taking any type of good antioxidants and not the grocery store variety, you know, get yourself to a good health store, health food store, or if you know anybody who's a distributor for a reputable company, you know, things like that. But some good vitamin E or some grape seed extract or vitamin C. C sometimes you want to be careful of because that can be a little bit acidic for some people. But there are various types of vitamin C like rose hips or the bioflavonoids that might be less disruptive.
Oh, okay. Well, basically what we're trying to say is when you do clear, when you are growing, you it is wise to keep in mind that you cannot just clear one thing without realizing we are a whole being and that whatever we do, we must consider the body and assist it to adjust to whatever it is we're moving into.
Every change takes place on all levels.
Absolutely. We're a whole unit of body, mind, and spirit. And sometimes I think we get caught up in the mental. Sometimes we get caught up in the emotional. Sometimes we get caught up in the spiritual. And we forget that there is a balance, an equilibrium that is important for each of us to maintain in order to grow the way we are supposed to. We can't become like the aesthetes and just allow our spiritual aspects to develop at the expense of our physical aspects and our emotional aspects. This earth is a whole classroom, a holistic classroom, and nothing, we're not here just to be a body, we're not here just to be a mind or emotions or spirit, we're here to be everything. That's what we really should keep in mind in today's world.
And to realize that we're just awesome beings. I mean,
we are God.
being
basically,
the
we are
giving me a whole new risk for the human psyche, the human being, and itself. And which is cool. I mean, we just really are truly cool.
Mm-hmm.
The things that we think, say, and do, and how we create with our minds, and what we've created, and how we can recreate it, or uncreate it, or change it, or what have you. And we are so powerful. And
we are.
We've forgotten how powerful we are.
Well, that's our separation. Want to leave with just three words to say. Whenever anybody wants to change into something they want to change for more positive power to move forward in their life strongly, okay? Anytime you have a negative thought come up or a remembrance, whatever, that takes you back into pain or suffering or anger or embarrassment, anything that one could perceive as negative, say these words to yourself: pure God love. And envision yourself sending from your heart center pure God love. And if you say that and send it to whatever the thought was, you will find that all of a sudden that you see disappears. It is flooded with light. It is a wonderful, wonderful power phrase.
And you feel better. I mean, for doggone, we're supposed to feel good here. We're not supposed to be.
Yes, we're here to play and have fun.
Your pain and suffering is actually your body telling you that something's out of whack, and
we're missing something, right?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we really are supposed to play and have fun and feel good,
absolutely,
and be uplifted and uplifting.
Uplifting and uplifted.
Well.
You bet. It sounds like a training bra.
Cross your heart.
You gotta have humor in here, folks. We've been so serious at this point. You gotta have humor. I can't stand it when we don't have humor.
Hey, laughter is one of the best medicines. So
laugh so much.
And if you're doing any cleaning out, do your best to have fun at it and not get dragged down into the old crap.
Yes.
So play and have fun.
Yes. And but at any rate, as I said, use those words because I have found them to be extremely powerful.
Absolutely.
Remember also, you are God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And now, if there's anything else you want to say as to fold up, I let you know that, I'm Phyllis Pricer with Multiple Pathways, and you can reach me at area code 202-387-2080. I do also work with people in healing, and I do consultation by phone, as does Jeannie. And you'll hear us next week. I have Stephanie Stevens on next week and have some wonderful, wonderful people coming on board in the next few months, and I'll have Jeannie on again one day. And so we're looking forward to this.
Mm-hmm. Again, you can reach me at 703-370-3860, and I'm Jeannie Page, Wise Woman Consultant.
Okay, and we haven't gotten the signal to leave yet. I'm a little surprised. I wonder if they forgot us, but we'll keep talking as long as they allow us to do so. Talking is not a problem with us.
I think he got so wrapped up in his paperwork. He better fell asleep over his paperwork.
Anyway, it's one of the greater things that we have to do is to just enjoy life and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and even make the paperwork fun.
we have to laugh. We have to laugh. Jeannie and I have been old friends, and you know we belong to a meditation group that meets weekly, and it has been most helpful to me in growth and spiritual thinking. And I can also recommend that you should get together with a friend or someone to
just hash out ideas. Even
yes,
you know, even if you don't necessarily do meditation. You know, my take on meditation is prayer is when we talk to God, and meditation
is when
we shut up
are quiet long enough for Him to talk to us. Yeah. And we get together, and we have an awful lot of fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes it's serious, but a lot of times we get into the laughter therapy, too.
Oh, yeah, I think we always get into the laughter therapy. I don't think there is one that goes by that we don't enjoy each other and have a great deal of fun with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, it is now past the hour, and I guess we should say goodbye. And so this is Phyllis Pricer.
And Jeannie Page.
From BBS Radio, The Higher Dimensions. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and good night.
And I look forward to talking to you all again. And Jeannie, again, you've been a delightful guest as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.